I'm back in front of the band again, and in a tuxedo. But I always say, if you're going to look dead, dress dead. You should have seen my first tux, the one that I wore way back when I started out as a band singer. I think it cost about 20 bucks in those days. Everybody used to tease me about how I used to hang on to the microphone. You remember that? They thought I was hanging on because I was so skinny, if I let go, I'd fall down. That was not true. The reason I held onto the mic was that if I had raised my arms in that tuck, it wound up as a vest. But I was proud of it. And I was really something to see in front of that band. My tuxedo, a red cummerbund, brown shoes, 14 pounds of hair. I used to tilt some nights. But I've really come a long way since then. Here I am with my new tuxedo, black cummerbund, brown shoes. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't so bad. That's fair. Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you rouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It is such an ancient pitch, one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. Such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch. There ain't no nicer witch than you. Than you. Oh, you're a lovely witch.
And, in spite of hearing from all the people and all the friends, there really is nothing like hearing the man himself. It's 25 minutes before 1 o'clock, just about 25 minutes left in our 91st hour.
And I think one of the enjoyable things for me has been listening to our audiences. They have been calling us constantly. We have 5 lines coming into our KNEW studios, and one or more or all, in most cases, have been ringing solid for the 91 hours. And as Frank listens to these tapes, I want him to know that it's almost like he's saving souls, Billy Graham style, in the kind of response we're getting from
him. And Ron does not say that facetiously, because it is very true. And I think there have been more converts to Sinatra, or people who have been listening to him, because you take talent like that for granted, because it's so available, you know. I know you and I have made a lot from our careers by playing Sinatra's music, but when you hear all the things he has done, and you look at all the accomplishments, and you listen to all these people, and you listen to the listeners, and you listen to the sincerity, it is literally overwhelming.
And just like in a religious revival or crusade, every time we answer the phone, it is a testimonial for the man. It's fantastic.
And remember, now we are tape recording this entire, the last 5 hours, going up to 1 o'clock from 8 last evening to 1 o'clock this morning. We have 3 copies. One we keep. The second one goes to Sinatra. Let me rephrase that. First one goes to Sinatra. We keep the second copy. And the third one will go to a listener out there. And it's very simple. If you'd like to be eligible for the drawing to win the 5 hours, which includes everything that we had in the Sinatra special, just send a card to Frank's Tapes, KNEW, Post Office Box 910 in San Francisco.
KNEW does unto others.
And some special things coming up here. I think you'll really enjoy listening to these.
And 24 minutes left in the countdown, 24 before 1.
And we ask Hank Santacola, as we have mentioned, longtime friend and manager of Sinatra for 28 years, what is Sinatra like to his friends?
Frank is one guy, one hell of a guy to friends, you know. Nothing
would
do for a friend.
Thank you. Even it's awful early for me to be up singing and screaming and hollering like this. I'd have to call for 3:30 tomorrow morning. Good evening, folks. Anybody got a camera? Anybody get a picture of this?
It's water. We all got what we call it, the Vegas throat. It's dryness. Mm-hmm.
That's what it says on the bottle in the label, dryness.
I know that you've been welcomed, ladies and gentlemen, by everybody in the show, but I'd like to do so because I'm very proud and pleased to be here. These people have been marvelous to us, all of the men who run this hotel and women, and the... It's been great since opening night. And of course, we have one night off a week. Has to get the plasma back and to bring fresh money from Los Angeles, where I can't go no more. Let me see, I blew Mexico, Los Angeles, Australia, Spain, Lake Tahoe. Anybody want to buy a used casino that's just sitting around up there? L.A. is all right. If you're about 98 years old, you're all right. They all got orange juice in their eyes down there. Train stops there for laughs. Holy jeez.
Mr. Sinatra, we invite him to come live in the San Francisco Bay Area. He would be a great addition to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Fit to be tried, KNEW.
21 minutes before 1 o'clock, and look at the phones, Ron. I feel like we're doing a telethon.
Well, and the calls I've taken, they don't want it to end.
And I don't either. But as we've said before, there's nothing like hearing the man himself, particularly when he's with his children from his point of view.
That's my baby. No, sir. I don't mean maybe. Yes, sir. That's my baby now.
Yes, sir, he's some laddie. Yes, sir, that's my daddy now.
By the way, each time that I see her, I say, yes, sir, that's my baby. Yes, sir. Look at baby now. Yes, sir, boy. My daughter, the pop singer.
My father, the daddy.
Mm-hmm. I want you to know I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Pop.
You've gotten 2 gold records, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not easy to come by, folks. You got to sell 1 million records to get 1 gold record. How long you been in the business, honey?
This is my 3rd day.
She's funnier than I am, too. One more joke, young lady, and you'll go right up to bed without your Thunderbird.
Actually, you know, I've been in the business quite a long time. 6 months.
Has it been that long? Goodness sakes. Well, you practically grew up in the business. 6 months and you got 2 gold records. Let me tell you something, young lady. It took me 20 years to get my first gold record.
I know, Daddy. I have it. It's in my classical collection.
Instead, I detect a note of disdain in your voice, young lady, a trace of hauteur. I gather that you consider me as part of a different genre or another milieu. Parvenu, so to speak.
Oh, Daddy, What beautiful words.
Hey, I didn't go to Hoboken High for nothing, you know.
You mean to imply that your music isn't modern? I mean, I think that if 1938 ever comes back, you'll be a smash.
All right, young lady, I've got another little surprise for you. One of your songs with my sound. Come with me.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Right, when you got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help find out downtown.
Listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose?
The lights are much brighter than you can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares and go downtown. Things will be great when you're ill downtown. No finer place for sure, ill downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Oh, that's pretty sneaky.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk downtown with you.
Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. They're a movie show.
And downtown, I bet you know some little places to go to where they never close.
Where?
Hey, downtown, listen to the rhythm of the gentle bus and no bus. You'll be dancing with the music before the night is over. I'm happy again.
So maybe I'll see you.
We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares and go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute for downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
That's Sinatra with his little girl there. And that's downtown, and these boots are made for walking. And as the man said, he really is very close to his children, and that's how he wants to be remembered, in part, as a good father. And Don Evans said that of all the children, he was the closest to Nancy. It's 17 minutes before 1 o'clock. We have heard from a lot of people since the inception of the Sinatra Special, 6 o'clock Friday morning, as we are right now towards the end of our 91 hours. And I thought it would be fitting at this moment to have a comment from KNEW's Vice President and General Manager, Ken Gaines.
The number of people who have such an overwhelming personal effect on so many others is relatively few. And the opportunity to be involved with and to present a living tribute to such a man is a treasured experience. Frank Sinatra is such a man. That kind of person you continually want to know more about and want to search for a deeper understanding of. Perhaps uncovering maybe just a glimpse of what has made this magnetic star. After 91 hours of listening, I'm sure you have discovered many different insights to the man. But one thing that clearly stands out to me is the ones who seem to get so much are the ones who have given more. Frank Sinatra has given more of his music and of himself. KNEW's 91-hour Sinatra special is our way of saying thank you to the man and his music.
Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Just getting ready to go and see about my hand again today. It's almost cured, but I got to go down and have a look and see what it says.
Yeah, I saw the picture in the paper after Nancy's opening the other night at Caesar's Palace, and I noticed you were still in the cast.
Well, it's coming along. It's a long time healing, but I'm really much better now, and I'm glad it's nearly over. And how's it going up there with that marvelous thing you're doing for me?
Oh, it is just unbelievable, Frank.
Great.
We did this before, and let me explain one thing to you. We had something in the neighborhood of 6,000 people commenting on the last time we did this, so we felt compelled to do it again, and we want to thank you because I know you are busy.
No, not at all. Listen, I'm flattered. I think it's one of the best things ever happened to me my whole 30 years. I think it's great.
Well, I tell you, there aren't that many people, you know, who would marry it. As a matter of fact, I think you're probably the only music performer who could marry 91 hours.
Oh, I don't know. There's some pretty good performers around, you know. But I'm delighted I was chosen.
How did Nancy's opening go the other night at Caesars?
Well, it was, as usual, you know, opening night jitters, but it went very well, and she was very charming, and it's a great show in that it has a lot of youngsters on it, but about 30 kids are up on the stage at one time. Now, then that doesn't include the orchestra. And they've got some cute costumes, and it's right up to date, and it swings, and it's bright, and they look good, and they happy kids, and it's just marvelous. I was delighted with it. They made a few changes. I talked to her this afternoon. I called her, and she said they made some changes, and it's a little bit, it's tightened up now is what it needed after opening night, but it's fine.
I know you are busy, you know, trying to catch your next flight, but I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if I may.
Sure.
What about Frank and Nancy's careers? What advice have you given them?
Actually, I haven't given them a heck of a lot because they never ask me about too much. And I don't, I've made it a practice to kind of stay out of their way unless they really have a problem that they can't solve. Not that I can solve them all either, but I'm delighted when they do come to me. Frank, I think, young Frank has only come to me once to help him. It was terribly funny, I thought. He said to me one time, "Will you please give me a hand with programming a show? I'm going into the New Frontier." And I said, "Sure." And he showed me his library list, the book itself, and I looked through the numbers, and we worked at it for a couple hours, and it was hysterical because he went right back to his own program that he did the last time he worked there. And I thought that this is great fun to come down and ask me and then use your own mind again. I thought he was really putting me on.
We've had questions from people since we started this at 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yes.
When are you coming to the Bay Area?
Well, strangely enough, one of the things I want to tell you on the telephone is that we're preparing a movie called Callahan, and we're going to shoot it in San Francisco.
Oh, beautiful.
We should be shooting the first week in October for Warner Brothers. And it's a marvelous script, and it has to do with the police force and the melodrama. And it was going to be shot in New York, and I chose San Francisco. We changed it because I thought San Francisco has never... I don't think it's ever been photographed as well as it should be, actually.
Mm-hmm. What is Callahan about, Frank?
I play a detective sergeant, and it has melodrama in it. It's had suspense, and it's a darn good script. It really is. Great suspense. And we're trying to get John Frankenheimer, or that kind of fellow, to direct it. We haven't cast the rest of the people yet. But it's coming very soon now. It came in a hurry, as a matter of fact. So we should be shooting about the first week in October, and we'll be there for about 8 weeks.
Since we're on the subject of motion pictures, what has been your favorite role that you've played?
I got a couple of them, I think. I did Maggio. I loved it because I felt that it was something I really understood. And then when I did Man with a Golden Arm, I liked that too. And then there were some lighter parts, like The Tender Trap and things like that. There are about four or five roles. The other ones I'd like to forget about.
Do you ever think of retirement?
I've been thinking about it. Not complete retirement, but I mean being involved from the other side of the desk.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about that, but it's just a little seed in the back of my head. Nothing immediate.
I know you have a very rigorous schedule. When, you know, you sit down with your Jack Daniels, what do you do to relax other than the Jack Daniels?
Well, I kind of run films that I've missed and see if I have something I can learn in them. I spend time maybe twice a week. I get together, my office gets me together, a lot of the new stuff that the kids are doing, and I sit down and play pieces of albums, just like I suppose you do, because of your library, and I try to keep up on what's going on and the bestsellers and all that jazz that's going on in our business. In other words, I don't want to get too far left behind.
Yeah, well, I'm throwing a lot of strange things at you because I know you are in a hurry, but what is your impression of the current trends in music today?
Well, I'm very delighted with what's happening. I think it's coming into a kind of a mixture of rhythmic, good, marvelous rhythmic qualities, and the lyrics are certainly getting far better than they were 2 years ago. I think in the... with the advent of the Jimmy Webbs and all of the young lyric writers now, I think we're going to come up with a group of kids which will be as interesting, who will be as interesting as in the days of, even before my time, the time of Larry Hart and the early days of Larry Hart and Dick Rogers and those people. Because somebody has to come out of this looking awful good. I mean, we know it was a revolution in the music, but I love what's happening to it. I think there's a great mixture. This potpourri of sounds is now coming in through one funnel, I feel. And I think it'll get better and better.
Mm-hmm. Frank, how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, gee whiz, I don't know. That's a tough question. I think as far as just staying in the realm of the music world, I'd like to be remembered as somebody who brought into the singing world an innovation that stood around for a long time. I'd like to be remembered as a fair and good father, and I'd like to be remembered as a good son and a good friend. I guess that's about all you can ask. That's even asking too much.
Frank, you've lived a lot. You've done a lot. This is a toughie, I imagine, but Having lived a lot and achieved maturity, what would you advise the rest of us as we live the rest of our lives?
Well, I guess to be as fair as you can, for any youngster to be as fair and as honest as they can in their lives, and to pursue happiness that's worth pursuing, if you feel that deeply about it, and also to pursue a career that you believe in. I mean, there's an adage in baseball that says if you want to be great, I think it applies to everything, you've got to eat, sleep, walk, talk, and dream it. And I think that has a lot to do with the youngsters today who are pursuing careers. I think that you've got to really stay in there all the time and swing every time you get a chance. But most of all, I think being fair and being loving and warm as you possibly can be, I think that's as good advice as I can give anybody.
Frank, I know you are in a hurry, so let me say something to you in tribute to, as a disc jockey and also for all our listeners. Thank you for all the great music that you have given us. I know, to borrow an act from your line, that's a hokey bit.
That's nice.
But it's true. You have made love for us, you have cried for us, laughed for us, and speaking for KNEW, and also for everybody out there, we thank you.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted, and I couldn't have been more honored. I really, really mean that. I couldn't have been more honored, because the first time was enough to thrill me, but this time, they absolutely knocked me out when they told me about it. And I want to say thank you to and all your staff and the executives of KNEW and your listeners, and to tell them that I'm really grateful for everything that they're doing about this thing.
When you're here in October, would you drop by and say hello, please?
Well, if I can't get there, somebody will come by the hotel and we'll sit around the living room and chat for a while.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Stay well.
Okay.
Your best friend in San Francisco, KNEW.
It is now 7:30 before 1 o'clock, Ron.
7.5 minutes remaining of the man and his music, and I think it's time we took a moment to thank the long, long, long list of people who helped make it possible.
First of all, the people, the names that you don't hear on the credits you've been hearing on the half hour during our special. Now, these are the regular KNEW engineers, and believe me, we have had cartridges and machines. These guys probably go home and go, huh? Because there have been that many, I'd like to give them credit. Dale Phillips.
The finest technicians in the West. Jim Tharp.
Dave McCartney.
Stan Marshall.
Bill Kibler.
Carl Neely.
Frank Beauchamp.
I would like to say thank you to the world's greatest radio audience. I think they are. And my thanks to the man for being himself and making it possible.
And you talk about audience contributing. That's very, very true, because I know I have heard at least 10 or 20 people who have gone on the air and given us their own anecdotes, which have really fitted in to the whole thing here. And, of course, thanks to KNEW for giving the 91 hours, I must say that, even though I work for them. I think that is a good thing. I really think, as you heard, that the man sincerely appreciates it.
I'm absolutely delighted, and I couldn't have been more honored. I really, really mean that. I couldn't have been more honored, because the first time was enough to thrill me, but this time they absolutely knocked me out when they told me about it. And I want to say thank you and all your staff and the executives of KNEW and your listeners, and tell them that I'm really grateful for everything that they're doing about this thing.